Hi, welcome to the Voice of the DBA podcast. I'm Steve Jones. It's called DevOps is Really Helpful. A few weeks ago, I gave a presentation at 24 Hours of Past Summit Preview. Now, you can go see the recordings, I think, or sign up or look at them if you want. But during my session, one of my demos actually broke. And it happened in the middle of things, and it wasn't really relevant to what I was showing. It was kind of to the side, so I had to ignore it. And then later, I found the issue and I blogged about it. Now, you can read about it in the editorial. I've linked the blog. But what was neat for me is that I didn't have to, keep my code up or my apps open or anything else, for the demo, because I found the issue quickly afterwards. And I found it because I have a DevOps process set up that tracks everything. And this also happened to me a few years ago. I was at a SQL Saturday and I was doing a demo of Redgate tools. That was the talk in and of itself. And there was an error and I couldn't move changes to another database, which slightly threw me off. Of course, it's slightly embarrassing as well, but the point of the talk was moving changes. And so I decided to just debug it on stage because I needed to show them things. And so I looked through the logs, and within a few minutes, I'd found the issue and solved it, which was kind of this real-life DevOps action. And that's exactly what happens in the DevOps process. Things aren't perfect. You're going to make mistakes, but you find the issues quicker than you might otherwise. Now, the idea of DevOps is what some of the really talented developers and DBAs just do already, or they've been doing it for years. They ensure that they don't just make changes on a whim, and they don't depend on SSMS to be kept open or a particular server. If they find an error, they save it, or they ensure their process captures all logging, they use version control, etc. Now, I've built systems like this in the past, but many of the modern tools that we use when we're trying to implement our DevOps process automatically do this for us. Build servers, release management servers, they both make it a point of capturing all the logging, everything that happens, so that if you're running a PostScript or a plugin or a CLI application or anything, the output is saved and it's available for solving problems later. Or it's available for improving your process, which ultimately is the goal, to just keep improving our process. Now, various times in my career, I haven't really followed a set process. I've, quote, tried things in SSMS or a configuration dialog or a command window that haven't worked, and sometimes I remember to undo them, sometimes I don't. I've lost track of what I've run at times, especially under stress, because I'm working in this ad hoc manner. That led me to learn to do things better, which led me to embrace and follow, just best practices and core principles and ideas that today people call DevOps, but I've been doing them for years. I've been doing them 15, 20 years ago. Lots of DevOps is about using automation and tools, and those really do help. Having a pipeline for software changes, one for configuration changes, this reduces the chances of mistakes and problems, and it lets you instrument, log, and track everything that happens and go back. But those are really the easy things. These are things that quite a few people do in their daily work. Not everybody, probably not most people, and more people should be doing them. But the hard part of building software is building a culture that learns to work together instead of separately, or worse, works adversarially. It's truly hard to work together and concern yourself with the customer first and your job last, or to put the QA person or DBA or developer or somebody else ahead of what makes your day easier. It's also hard for management to build a framework where we don't have these incentives to be selfish, to put our own interests ahead of others. If we can do that though, if we can find a way to work together, then things work smoother, our software is better, and maybe more importantly, we'll enjoy our work. I'm Steve Jones for the Voice of the DBA podcast.